This is AgriPulse Drive Time, brought to you by Aimpoint Research, utilizing best-in-class tools to help agribusiness leaders. Learn more at aimpointresearch.com. Good Monday afternoon. I'm Spencer Chase, reporting from the sidelines of the AgriPulse Ag and Food Policy Summit at the National Press Club in Washington. Agribusiness leaders say the incredible potential of climate-smart agriculture needs some uniformity if it is to be fully realized. In fact, they say it's the only way the industry will be able to take full advantage of the current push toward financial incentives for climate-smart commodity production. Kathy Burns is the head of the International Fresh Produce Association. She says the issue shouldn't pit organizations and businesses against each other.
How do we get alignment so that we're all talking the same language? Because if not, we're going to have scope creep. There's going to be confusion. People are going to want to pay for different things. And we don't want to head down that road if we can avoid it, for sure. We saw that with food safety. Trying to get harmonized standards for food safety is critical. We don't need to be competing on food safety. Let's have the standards, and then we can measure them from there.
Bayer Crop Science President Jackie Applegate agrees, arguing uniform standards will be beneficial throughout the agricultural supply chain.
There has to be that credibility, standardization, and transparency that allows us collectively within the overall system to work. That is just so important.
Jeff Simmons is the president and CEO of Elanco Animal Health. He says the U.S. needs to lead the way on economic incentives.
We need a carbon market in the U.S. that's stronger than the European carbon market. These incentives that are in place are going to create the power of that. But the power of economy and a marketplace is, and I think what we have, Europe doesn't have, is an integrated agriculture that can get there faster. They may have had the incentives faster. They've got a carbon market that's much higher price, but it's built on incentives. We create a carbon market, everything that's just been said. It will happen in 5 years or less.
The three spoke at the AgriPulse Ag and Food Policy Summit, where leaders in the sustainable aviation fuel space weren't just optimistic about the potential of the sector. They say it's downright going to happen. Delta Airlines Chief Sustainability Officer Amelia DeLuca says they're already bringing customers out to a Minnesota farm to explain the practices that go into feedstock production.
We have decades-long relationships ahead of us in the sustainable aviation fuel space, and that includes our corporate and our cargo customers and ultimately the end consumer in the United States. So they're coming, I think, a little bit further behind corporate and cargo. And so we want them to understand why, what strip tilling is and why it matters, why cover crops matter.
Gene Gabolis is the CEO of World Energy. He says the potential of the technology is just a matter of time from reaching the air travel sector more broadly.
It's going to work. We are going to decarbonize aviation, and the way we're going to do it is through SAF. But what we're not going to do is have competition between what people often call first generation and second generation and third and fourth, any more than there was competition between the vacuum tube and the semiconductor.
He also dismissed concerns about feedstock issues for SAF production, saying other feedstocks will eventually become the second and third generation of the fuel that is currently primarily made from fats, oils, and greases. American biofuel producers see sustainable aviation fuel as a major potential market. Finally today, the Trade Organization for the Nation's meatpacking sector has a new look. The former North American Meat Institute has rebranded as just the Meat Institute, and CEO Juliana Potts says it's more than just a fresh logo.
We believe that the new look really represents us better as a modern, open, transparent industry and a modern, open, transparent organization that wants to collaborate across the supply chain and across all of agriculture and food.
Potts was the guest on this week's open mic, where she also shared her thoughts on Prop 12, USDA's product of the USA and competition rulemaking, and more. You can hear her full interview on AgriPulse.com, where you can also check out the schedule of this week's events, including Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack's Thursday trip to Capitol Hill in our Washington Week Ahead. Now, here's a word from our sponsor. Today's AgriPulse Drive Time is brought to you by Aimpoint Research. Strategic intelligence empowers decisions in a volatile market. Aimpoint Research utilizes best-in-class tools to help agribusiness leaders gain a deeper understanding of what's happening, what's going to happen, and how to prepare for the future. Don't wait. Position your business now to ensure success tomorrow. Visit aimpointresearch.com to learn more. That's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. Reporting in Washington, I'm Spencer Chase.